Someone who's suspected regarding seventh year produce, meaning that he doesn't treat it in the right way. You know, he deals with it, let's say commercially, etc. We do not automatically suspect him regarding dealing with masros, which we're talking about here as second tithe, masa shani tithe. So if you suspect him of dealing in the one, it's not necessarily true that you're suspecting him of dealing in the other. And so to the other way around, achashed al masros and achashed al shvis, the other way around also is the same. But achashed al zev al zeh, achashed al taharis. But if someone is suspect in either of those two things, then he's certainly suspect in the laws of keeping things ritually pure. And what we're talking about over here is things which are rabbinically need to be eaten in a ritually pure manner. So we're not talking about truma, which has to be eaten ritually pure according to Torah law. We're talking about someone who takes upon themselves to eat everything in a ritually pure manner. It's a very high level. So that, you know, if he's suspect in either of these two things, seventh year produce or second tithe, which are biblical issues, we definitely suspect him all the more so, you know, of the rabbinical issue. The issue chashid al taharis, v'ana chashid lo alze v'lo alze. But if he is suspected of the eating things in impurity, which is only rabbinically, he's only rabbinically obligated to do, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's suspect in the two Torah law issues, which is seventh year produce and Masa Shani produce. And Zeaklals, this is the principle, says the Mishnah, Kol Achashid Al Hadavar, Lo Dana V'lo Me'ida. Anybody who's a suspect in anything can neither give judgment nor can he give testimony about it. He becomes puzzle, you know, he becomes, because he himself doesn't deal with him in a proper way, so certainly can't be a judge or give testimony about those issues.